afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Every civilization, every culture throughout history has identified an unseen, some would say ineffable influence underpinning all creation. Given a multitude of names such as Ra, Chi, Prana, the Tao, and of course, God. This supreme authority is for many anthropomorphic, while others simply refer to it as consciousness or universal mind. But in every case, that which is being spoken of is something which connects all life, is all-knowing and all-powerful, though it is often explained as something which stands apart from and above man and the material world. Science understands much about neural connections and brain function in general, but has only recently begun to recognize that consciousness is something quite different, something quite unique. Consciousness is far more mysterious and intangible than was previously thought. It is now being understood as something not wholly associated with brain function or a product of brain activity. Instead, it is being seen as existing and functioning entirely independent of brain as a physical organ. While this revelation marks a literal paradigm shift in thinking, it is far from being mere speculative theory, because it is a conclusion which is evidentially based, and increasingly so. Experiments have identified that consciousness has a direct ordering influence on environment and matter, and this occurs even in life forms devoid of brain as a contributing apparatus. Perhaps shockingly, consciousness does not need brain to function. Various institutions are now dedicated to what is currently referred to as the new science of consciousness. According to this new study, consciousness is not centered anywhere in particular in our body, but exists more as a field state, in some respects similar to the magnetic field of the Earth. And not only that, but it is able to be directed as an influential factor on environment, even by simple life forms. Mind-matter interaction experiments have produced some groundbreaking results. For example, a house plant was placed in one corner of a windowless room. Centered in the room was a growth-producing light source, which shone a beam directly downwards onto a limited area of floor. The light beam was periodically moved by a random number generator program to one of the four corners of the room and stayed there for a short preset period, at which point it would be moved on to any of the other three corners. In other words, no particular pattern of movement should have emerged. After a period of time, however, it was noted that the light moved into the corner in which the plant had been placed more often than it moved into any of the other corners. So a very clear pattern did in fact emerge. Something unseen, something connected to the plant, was definitely having a direct effect on the light's movement. Was it consciousness operating somehow through the plant, influencing what should have been an entirely random process? Since mere chance was completely eliminated in this particular experiment, what alternative conclusion is even possible? We know consciousness exists because we are all conscious beings. We also know animals, plants, and all life forms exhibit functioning consciousness. So it is not a uniquely human attribute either. We might ask, is human consciousness any different to plant consciousness? As much as our human pride would have us believe so, there is nothing in the slightest to indicate that such is indeed the case. Consciousness seems to be more like electricity. Electricity is a universal energy with many and varied expressions. The electricity which operates in your watch is the exact same electricity heating your home or igniting the fuel which sends a rocket to the moon. Consciousness, we can similarly say, is universal in nature and functional across all life forms. In essence, consciousness is a field of awareness, possessing definite qualities, but having no dimensional characteristics. It functions through living tissue, but is not actually rooted within any particular cells, be they brain cells or any other kind of cells. Like electricity, consciousness functions in different ways. Sometimes we see it operating as the survival instinct in all animals and plants, evidenced by the struggle for dominance. While at higher qualitative levels, such as in what we call enlightened human behavior, it is expressed as a greater sense of connectedness, evidenced by empathetic behavior and more inclusive attitudes. We also know consciousness shapes thought, and so it defines the nature and quality of action. But the simple plant experiment, along with several other related experiments, clearly proves consciousness can also be directed as a force, influencing and altering the formation and organization of actual physical particles. In part, this can be explained by the electrical or magnetic nature of all atoms. We also know matter and energy are interchangeable, so this is the common denominator. Both matter and consciousness are, in essence, forms of energy and perhaps even just different forms of the same energy. This realization represents a threshold of singular significance in terms of human evolution. We are crossing a threshold here, and it has huge significance. With reference to mankind's eternal search for an easily explainable and verifiable divinity, we can definitely say consciousness exhibits all those qualities we may expect that such a God would possess. There is this magical and elusive quality to its nature as well. But consciousness is also a concept which can finally see science and religion reading off the same page, in sync and in total agreement. Is conscious mind that divinity we have for countless millennia been seeking? Have we merely been blinded by that same period by human pride in thinking mind is a human attribute, when emerging evidence indicates it is something not exclusively human, but far greater? Has human arrogance led us to the conclusion divine influence exists outside and above us, either literally or metaphorically, when in fact it has always been part of our very nature and similarly resident within the nature of all things. At the very least, we can draw a bold and perhaps even shocking conclusion from such considerations. The ongoing study of consciousness represents our final frontier and not, as we have come to accept, the exploration of space. Instead of turning our eyes upward and outward, our efforts would be better employed looking inward to plumb the limitless depths of mind and its attribute, consciousness. At this point in our evolution, the study of inner space and not outer space offers up our greatest challenge, while simultaneously promising the greatest of all prizes, that being an ever-expanding understanding of that which shapes all reality and explains our very nature, purpose, and place in the universe, not as a phenomenon consisting of stars and planets, but as a conscious singularity of which we are an intimate part.
Se piove due segni di biro ti danno un ombrello. Gli alberi non sono altro che fiaschi di vino girati. Se ci metti due titi là sotto saranno ubriachi. L'erba è sempre verde, si vedi un punto lontano. Non si scappa, è il buon Dio, è un gabbiano e va verso il mare, a volare tutti in mare, è tutto blu, è una nave, a navigare, a una vela, non di più, ma sott'acqua i pesci sanno dove andare, dove ti pare, non dove vuoi tu. E il cielo sta a guardare, e il cielo è sempre blu, c'è un aereo che viaggia in treno. Sono tre buoni amici che mangiano e parlano piano. Da un'America all'altra uno scherzo ci vuole un secondo. Basta fare un bel cerchio ed ecco chi hai tutto il mondo. Un ragazzo cammina, cammina, arriva ad un muro. Un momento e davanti si vede il futuro già. E il futuro è un'astronave che non ha tempo né pietà, va su Marte, va dove vuole, niente mai lo sai, la fermerà. Se ci vieni contro non fa rumore, non chiedi amore e non ne dà.
take time to think deeply and investigate thoroughly, we find that which we thought was hidden was actually right in front of us all along. Keep listening. We'll be back next.